Number three, stop looking at the feeling of heavy feelings as automatically relationship damaging. Heavy feelings do not damage relationships. It's not the feeling that's harmful. It's not choosing to do anything or choosing to do harmful things that harms the relationship. Many of us see so many things just black and white, black and white. Like, being angry is bad, caring about you is good. See it? Being angry is bad, caring about you is good. Therefore, I couldn't possibly be angry and care for you both at the same time. Want to bet? I can be angry and care for you. Loving you is good, leaving you is bad. Therefore, I could never love you and leave you both at the same time. Yes, I could. I do that with my family a lot. Sometimes I love them like crazy. I want to stay, but I've got to go someplace and do something, and I leave them. See? I can do both of those things. But we've been taught to be so polar in things. We can't do things that are positive and negative both at the same time. Yes, we can. We do it all the time. You can't leave and care both at the same time, but that's not true. I can be angry and care. I can care and still leave. I can feel like running away and choose to stay. I can want to lie and still tell the truth. I do that all the time. I want to lie all the time. But I can still choose to tell the truth, even if it would be unpopular. See, the fact that I would want to lie would be that I was basing my faith somewhere over here. See, I've got to lie and then I'll be okay. Baloney. If I'm already okay, why do I have to lie? I could even say something that people wouldn't like, that they wouldn't like me, that they would think I was less of a person, because that's not where I get my value. That's a fight. I talk about it like it's easy to do. It's not easy to do. You know why? Because most of what happens in here and everything out there says it's not true. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's how you dress. It's how you think. It's how much money you make. It's how much you have. It's, you know, it's up to you. It's up to you. And this is the only system I know that says it's not up to you. You can only get it by a gift. I can even doubt God and still choose to follow him. I do that too. I have people come into my office and they're hanging their heads low and they go, I don't know if I'm a Christian anymore. And you know why they're doing that? Because they're comparing their behavior to what they think Christian behavior is, and they don't compare. And so they're wondering if they're a Christian anymore, as if it's their behavior that makes them a Christian in the first place. And then they want me to say, oh, sure you are, and give them a pep talk and give them some formula to get back into feeling like they're a Christian. And I never do that. I say, huh, maybe you're not. They go, what? Good question. That's the right question. Now you're asking it right now. Good question. See, you know what? I never doubt if I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian up to here. Sometimes I doubt if the whole thing is true, though. You understand the difference? I'm so much a Christian that this better be true. This better be true, because I'm into it up to my neck. Okay, but I never doubt if I'm into it. I never doubt if I'm into it. I'm into it. You know, and I live like that. And I'm free. And it results from my faith here. So I can even doubt God and still choose to follow him. Both. But see, I learned that following God is good and doubting God is bad. So you can't do both. You either have to follow him or doubt him. I can do both. I do it quite often. Because everything out there, and even sometimes in here, I hear, don't follow God. Get money. Don't follow God. Get possessions. Get public opinion. Get a big practice. Make a lot of money. It'll be great. Get a good reputation. Don't follow God. It's not even necessarily that those things are opposites, but you know what? All this stuff over here isn't bad. But when you choose faith in Christ as a source of value, then he said he'd give you what you needed, and some of that is this. But now it's about a result instead of trying to get your value by what you have. Now it's a result of who you are instead of trying to get it.